Welcome to the July edition of the podcast from Talking About Loss, the bereavement support charity in East Yorkshire. I'm Tony Barker. The latest news from the charity is the formation of a partnership with Mindful Memorials, a family memorial masons business that has 9 branches throughout Yorkshire. They'll work together on events such as regular Friendship Fridays drop-ins at Goole and community gardening at Mindful Memorials base at Rossmore Park in Melbourne. One of the groups that Talking About Loss will work with as part of developing its TAL community hub is dementia-friendly Market Wheaton. Sandra Burley from the group has been talking to Vixen 101's Callum Hartley about their work in the town.
Dementia is an umbrella term. It's not a condition in its own right. It's used to describe a range of progressive neurological disorders, so conditions that affect the brain. There are many, many types of dementia, about 200 subtypes. But the most common that people will have heard of are Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, dementia with Lewy body, and so on.
So what is the dementia-friendly community?
Dementia-friendly community is a community, it's a city, a town, a village, where people living with dementia are listened to, understood, respected, supported. In a dementia-friendly community, people will be aware of and understand dementia, so that people with dementia can continue to live in a way that they want to and in a community that they choose. So, for example, better customer care or looking at signage or lighting or how we use space. And in Market Wheaton, so we call our group Dementia Friendly Market Wheaton, and we're a small group of local people representing a variety of organisations, businesses, the health service charities, carers, individuals with dementia. We have about 16 people in this group, and our main aim is working toward making Market Wheaton a dementia-friendly community.
So who are dementia-friendly Market Wheaton then?
The people that are involved in the group came together and we decided that there was potential to have an additional group there from people who worked with that group. So we became a separate group in July of last year, so 2019. And we work in conjunction with Dementia Friendly East Riding, which is a charity that also raises awareness about dementia. And our role in Market Wheaton is really making Market Wheaton a dementia-friendly community.
What kind of things do you do to raise awareness?
So when we first started, we have to actually identify 3 main areas of how we want to raise awareness. So our 3 areas were around individuals, businesses and schools. And so we mapped all the businesses and what was going on in Market Wheaton when we first started. And then we targeted certain businesses to start with. And so we targeted estate agents. So we've been working with RM English and Club Liz. We targeted health, so we've been working with the surgery, Mark Grimes, the dentist, and then bigger businesses we wanted to get a foothold in, so Tesco's. There's going to be a new veterinary hospital in Market Wheaton, so we've been working with Wixton. And of course, the town council is pivotal to the success of what we're doing, and we felt that was a very important area to work with, so work with the mayor, Peter Henneman, and the town council and the councillors to invest in Market Wheaton and to look at what they're doing in terms of becoming dementia friendly.
How crucial is it for business and shops to invest in dementia causes?
I think the first thing to bear in mind is if you are a business, is to think about what is dementia and how people living with dementia can continue to live in their community and how we can actually make that easier for them. Recognise simple, small things that they can do in terms of making life easier for people living with dementia. And if you see a sign on the door of their business that they are a dementia-friendly organisation, people feel more at ease. Simply smiling at people when they come in, making sure that people can understand how to get into buildings, signposting, if it's a bigger building, so for like the town hall, making sure it is light and bright and they can see easily, there's no dark corners. There's all sorts of little areas that people can achieve in change for a business.
How can volunteers get involved with the community group?
We'd love local people to get involved, and we aim to have dementia friends in schools and businesses in the town, but also some of the activities that we put on, people can come and join us at those. So we did a nativity at Lonsborough Church before Christmas, which was well received. We did a workshop with Dr. Wendy Mitchell, who is a lady who lives well with dementia, has young onset dementia. She came and did a workshop for us in Market Wheaton. We have a singing group in Market Wheaton that meets at the community hall on the last Wednesday of each month. We have the Together We Care group, which is a carers group, which meets every third Friday of each month at the Wesley Centre from 1 to 3. And that information can be found under the town hall list of what's going on in Market Wheaton.
Our thanks to Vixen 101, local community radio for the Western Wolds, for permission to use the interview. Don't forget, TAL organises regular wellbeing socials, usually on the internet via Zoom. But for now, they'll change to social distance coffee and chat in the garden in different locations. Find TAL on Facebook for more details, or visit talkingaboutloss.co.uk for contact information. Thanks for listening.